time now to check in with the mayor of Chapel Hill, Pam Heminger, who joins us now here in the studio after an eventful week, which is not yet over. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. So let's start with the big news, new town manager
for Chapel Hill. We're very excited to welcome Maurice Jones to be our new town manager. We voted on Tuesday evening. He will start on August 20th. He has to wind down his job in Charlottesville, Virginia, and take some family vacation time. And then we'll get started, and he'll overlap with Roger Stansel, our current manager, for about 2 weeks before he takes the helm. Roger's last day will be September 1st.
What can we say now about the process of hiring him and kind of sifting through all of the many applications that
you got? It was a great process. It took a lot of time. We wanted to involve public comment and input, and we wanted to have a process that was rigorous. We liked working with developmental associates because of the process. We had over 60 applications come in for the position. They were screened and put through into a red, green, yellow pile that the council was giving all of the applications and all the information to look through that list and narrow it down to 15 applicants to have a secondary screening via phone interviews, and to take that list and to narrow it down to 6 folks to go through an assessment center. The assessment center, and meanwhile, we were still getting public input as to qualifications, but also what kinds of questions we should ask these people while they're being assessed. The assessment center put the candidates into scenarios. One was a staff meeting, one was a written budget exercise, one, there were 4 different ones, I'm trying to think what they all are, and those assessment center were made up from citizens from our community, and other managers from across the state, and other staff from other parts of our region to role play, as you would, basically. And then all that information was presented to council from the assessment representatives from each of those 4 activities. The council then narrowed it down to 3 applicants to be finalists, and then we interviewed those 3 individuals. So,
what were some of the scenarios in the assessment?
So one was a staff meeting, and another was at a department head not achieving the goals they were supposed to be achieving and how to get them to understand that they weren't achieving those goals and how to work towards a solution for that. And I'm trying to think what the other one was. Like I said, a budget document, given our budget, and to see what kind of things they could come up with.
Okay. So various degrees of ordinary and not so ordinary days.
So okay. We talk about when Roger came to the assessment center, one of his scenarios was there's an ice storm going to be hitting in several hours. Go.
Yeah.
So what do you do? So those kinds of things. So it's really helpful because a person can come off very differently on a written interview or even a phone interview than they do thrown into the pot of boiling water.
I've been through that, yeah.
And you get a better feel, because I will be honest with you, the manager's job is some days like being thrown into a pot of boiling water, and you have to know how to deal, and you have to be able to do it in a way that's effective.
But other days, it's just going through the motions, and you have to be able to do that, too. That's true.
Good.
So what impressed you the most about Maurice?
His style of communicating. He was the director of communications before he was an assistant manager, then a manager. And I'll be honest with you, the references we got back were astounding, just wonderful. And the word that was repeated was impeccable integrity over and over again. His passion, he has a passion for social justice and social equity and affordable housing, but public service in general, just a passion for it. Very engaging. And another word we heard over and over again on the references was a collaborative team player and community engagement. So, obviously been a city manager already, lessons learned. We talked about the incident that happened in Charlottesville last year, and it was the third activity in a row. And the lessons learned, he hired an independent group to do an assessment and evaluation and interview everyone involved to come back with, to say what happened and lessons learned from what happened. And so that was also interesting to read and see. So there was a lot of good things that made it Maurice a really great fit for Chapel Hill.
Awesome.
Yeah. So he's married with 5 children, so that's going to be a different dynamic as well.
And he can be a city manager. Good Lord.
And he coaches T-ball. So.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah. So we're very.
So
very,
he owns a time turner then.
Yes,
that's good.
Well,
good.
Apparently he has abundant energy. We'll go with that. But he was very excited to come down here just for the day, even though he's still working in his capacity to be here. As we voted for his contract.
So he'll start on August 20th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
so what is kind of job number one for him kind of coming in, looking ahead? I mean, we kind of talked about kind of looking ahead to the fall and what the big projects were on tap.
Well, first off the bat, for those 2 weeks while he overlaps with Roger Stansel, to learn as much as he can about how operationally the town works and anything's projects that are in the pipeline already, to get the perspective from the current manager. And we wanted Roger to be able to introduce him to other community partners at the staff level. And we will help introduce him to all kinds of people, but it's a different conversation when Roger's talking to the county manager or the Durham city manager, the Carborough manager, or UNC folks at that level, to have that kind of exchange and to actually take him in to make those introductions.
I was talking with Susan Brown yesterday, and she came to Chapel Hill from Lawrence, Kansas.
Right.
So kind of a similar move from one college town to another. And I asked her, does that make it easier? Does it not make it easier at all? And she said, there's just so many different things, even from one college town to another, like just the number of people you have to meet and the number of kind of personal relationships you have to immediately kind of be aware of and familiar with. So it's a tough transition.
It's events too, and it's working together on things like launch and the community programs that are connected together. We get a great benefit from being a university town with a lot of university resources, but we also have a lot of things that we have to provide services for. So there's some give and take there that's very different when you have a city that doesn't have a large university right on the border of downtown or edge. I mean, right center smack in the middle right there. So knowing that and navigating that, we were interested in that. And I'll be honest with you, most college towns are a lot more progressive in attitude and desire, and so we thought that was a benefit too. It was one of the things we were looking for, and we were fortunate that he brings some really good experience with that.
So what was the word from people in Charlottesville that you heard? I know one of the sort of immediate concerns was, oh, well, Charlottesville didn't renew his contract, but it sounds like a lot of people in Charlottesville seemed to like him a lot.
We got great reference, literally, and so we had lovely messages yesterday from, you're getting a great person, our loss is your definite gain. I will say political climates change, and when you have a manager council or council manager, however you want to form of government, politics can get in, the political wind can shift, and people can want something completely different. I will say in Virginia, they have examples of different kinds of strong mayor, weak mayor, strong manager. They have, and the city's concerned, Charlottesville, we understand, is considering what direction they want to head in. In North Carolina, we are mandated to have this council manager form of government, which has worked for us for a long time. So we look forward to that relationship growing. Mr. Jones has been in Virginia for a very long time, 25 years or so, so this will be a change, but he's excited. He's very excited to come here, so
awesome.
It's good. Yeah.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, so what else is going on?
So we have the fire station dedication. Fire station number 2 is over on Hamilton Road.
It's about time we got a second one.
Yeah. Tired of coming out of the one building.
Right.
No. We had a lot of needs in this fire station and an opportunity to work with a developer to help us build it. Fire stations are expensive, over $3 million, and trying to figure that out, how to keep our same space, because we figured it was a good place to be. But we had a ladder truck that we had to accommodate. As we build taller buildings, we have to have more accessibility to those taller buildings to service them in case of emergency. We didn't have a fire station that was ever built for a ladder truck. So you have to have bigger doors, bigger storage capacity. So we needed to make sure that this station was able to accommodate a ladder truck and the crew. The other thing we did, which was a great partnership with the county, they are basing the EMS station out of this fire station so that we'll cohabitate in this facility, which is great for the people working together. I often say my son got to work on that shift with the EMT, and they would have to float around town. And that's fine during the day, but at night when there's, you know, you're waiting, you're sitting in a parking lot and you need to find restrooms and activity. But this way, the EMT people and the fire folks can learn from each other as well, right? And help each other out, because they both often show up at the same scene. So we're really pleased about that collaboration with the county. And the county was, back when I was a commissioner, we had this big study about how we could locate would be a really good benefit to the community and save money in construction costs when you work together on a site. So that was a real win-win, and we're cutting the ribbon on Saturday. It's already been functioning, but we're excited.
So the public-private partnership aspect of this is sort of part of the significance of it. Other than saving money for the town, what are the other benefits from the partnership?
The help developing the site is their expertise in doing that, because we don't have a formal building department. So that was very helpful with that as well. Saving money was obviously part of it, but getting the expertise that the partnership brought from looking at other fire stations across the state, basically, and other places. Working it together on the same time schedule worked out really well, too. So those were part of the benefits of all that.
Cool.
And we got an office building out of it. So there's another commercial space, which we've been saying it was a goal of ours. They're building there's a commercial office. And do you know what? It's already pre-leased completely out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. There's a group called Spaces coming there. The sign's already up, which is co-working space.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some other groups in that building as well. But it's completely pre-leased before it is even finished. It's not open yet.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Speaking with Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Hemminger, other things going on around?
So yesterday we
had Maurice Jones getting hired is kind of the big issue in Chapel Hill.
Issue.
It's still a busy week.
Yeah. Yesterday we had a delegation from Bangladesh come in, 51 individuals here partnering with Duke to do they were from the Prime Minister's office of Bangladesh, and I had to do my reading ahead of time to figure out. They wanted to talk about local government and how we get citizens involved in government and how we communicate with folks, how we're organized, where we get our funding from. Do we have complete authority? Who has authority over us? We talked about those things, and they were interested in women in government and leadership. So it was they were very, very nice, and it was a very... It was a welcoming interaction, so that was pretty good. So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, we have a very small State Department in Chapel Hill.
Pretty much, right?
We try to accommodate people when they want to come learn about us and share. And it's been fascinating. This year we've had China and Japan and Scotland, I believe, and the UK, and now Bangladesh. And we've had other folks come from other times, but it's been an interesting year so far.
Yeah, yeah. So other kind of issue that we've been following this week is the letter that pretty much everyone on the Carper Report of Aldermen has signed, and a number of elected officials around Orange County have signed, calling on the federal government to abolish ICE.
Yes.
One member of the town council has signed so far, Karen Stegman. Are there plans for others to sign that letter,
too? I didn't get to see that letter to sign on when the sign-on period was. Like I said, I'm going to go back and look for it. I'm pretty good at responding to the national ones that come out and local ones when they do, but for some reason, didn't see this one until I saw the response that people had signed on to it, so I'm going to go back and look for this letter. I will tell you, nationally, the mayor's organizations have bonded together, and there was a large contingent from the Mayor's Association to go with the 14 mayors in Texas to the situation in the border there, who were very adamant that the federal government's not doing the right thing and calling for a change in not separating families, but just overall, we need immigration reform, and I think that's the more important story. We need immigration reform, not more ICE activities.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, we try very hard not to encourage ICE to come to our community. We don't really find that helpful. And so trying not to raise that issue up there, but also we are opposed to all the activities that are going on.
What can the town do to kind of discourage ICE from coming? Or influence ICE in any way, shape, or form?
Yeah, so it's an interesting dance, I'll be honest with you. It's a very interesting dance. We don't profile people or take down that information, so it's not recorded unless they commit a felony. Than we are required. ICE has every right to come over here, though, and look at everybody and do whatever they did last time, where they just appeared. So trying not to irritate or give them any reason to suspect a reason to need to come over here is usually the best way to go about it right now. That doesn't feel like enough, and I know it doesn't feel like enough. But in this day and age, I will be honest with you. I think the National Organization of Mayors bonding together and going to, they've been to D.C. many times. They've been making stands as a unit, a cohesive unit, saying we're not, and to have the Texas mayors say, you know, what are you talking about? We're not having an immigration problem down here. We're not having the problems the federal government says are going on. They're just not happening here. Those voices are starting to resonate all the way through, especially during election year for a lot of folks. They're listening to
resonating down to voters, I think, and down to mobilizing voters.
But also to national representatives who are having to, who think they're on board with this federal program, to hear back from their own constituency and their own mayors of their own communities that they are not on board with this. Yeah. Our representative, David Price from here, and our state representatives are very much in tune with that. We'll just stop there.
Townofchapelhill.org for more information on town government. Got to stop it there, but Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
We still need volunteers for Food for the
Summer. Yes, foodforthesummer.org on that as well.
We need some help with food. But we've got volunteers. July is always a hard month to fill with vacations. It's a great opportunity to connect with community, and I've been out there again, and the kids are just a lot of fun. So come on out. Sign up on our website, foodforthesummer.org.
Mayor Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.